Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hola, bitchonas. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. This would be what we like to call the last Men's Room Happy Hour of the year.
Of the year. Wait, yeah. What? We're not coming in to record anymore?
No.
Nope.
No, we're all done.
We are done. Big thanks to everyone who showed up at Tony V's in Everett last Friday. We appreciate you.
Hell yeah.
Everyone who went to the Unwrapped show, that was a great night. So
yeah.
Let's get into this thing. As you know, we tape this on Thursday before the show, so we've got Coats for Kids coming up, so we're going to blow through this and then enjoy the new year, so to speak.
The new year!
You're not going to enjoy the results of last week's picks.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Again?
Again.
Atlanta, am I fourth again?
Atlanta? We'll find out. Atlanta, Tampa Bay. We all took Tampa Bay. They lost to Atlanta.
Which is unbelievable.
How does that happen?
Ted's the only one who picked Baltimore over Cincy. We all took Houston over Arizona.
Yeah.
Mike and Steve took Buffalo over New England. We all got Chicago right over the Brownies. Mike, you were the lone winner in the Chargers-Kansas City game.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are.
We picked Philly. All of us over Vegas. Pretty easy one there.
Easy.
Everyone got Jacksonville over the Jets except for Mike.
Oh, I took the Jets. Doggone it.
We tried to talk you out of it, man.
Yeah, I know. I had to go bold. That's why. I have to make bold picks.
We all picked the Giants, and the Commanders won that game. We all picked Carolina, and New Orleans won that game.
My God.
I know. What the fuck?
Steve was the only person to pick the Rams over Detroit. Mike and Steve picked Denver over Green Bay.
Yay.
We all got the Seahawks game right.
Barely.
Everyone got the San Fran game right except for me. I picked Tennessee like a dumbass.
I liked where your heart was at, though, Miles.
Just try.
Yeah, it was in his ass.
All right. We all fucked up on Minnesota and Dallas.
I
took Dallas. Minnesota won that one. And, Ted, you were the lone loss last Monday night. You took Miami over the Steelers. And Pittsburgh won that 28-15. So,
and they benched Tua.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the week, I went 6-10. Fucking stellar.
Stellar.
Steve, you went 9-7. Ted, you went 7-9.
Yep.
And Mike, you went 9-7.
Okay.
So we're just going to tally this up at the end of the year and figure out the best overall record. I can tell you right now, Steve is in the lead and probably by a considerable margin.
Yeah.
As far as the picks this year.
I'm currently 29th out of 33 in my pick'em league.
Is that right?
Yeah, but you're not last.
I'm not. I think then maybe next year I should just go, here's $225 donation.
Right, exactly.
But he doesn't even get a good draft pick at 29 out of 33.
Man. Exactly.
We start with a rainy night in Seattle.
I don't.
As tonight, the Seahawks and the Rams, who's got the better running game? Because it's going to matter, right?
It is.
I hate to say it, guys, I'm taking the Rams in this one.
You're not wrong in taking the Rams, Steve. They are a tough team.
It's
always got our number.
It comes down to the Hawks offense. That's honestly it.
And it comes down to the Seahawks defense. I'm taking the Hawks.
Taking the Hawks. Ted Smith.
Oh, I'm just looking. That rain should ease up. Sam Darnold's going to throw a fucking touchdown. The Seahawks win this game.
Okay.
It's going to be rough.
He's got to beat the accusations.
There's going to be a whole lot of defensive battle that goes out there, but it is at home in Seattle during prime time against a big-ass rival, and it's for the West.
No pressure, Sam Darnold, but me and I would just say a nice gentleman had a conversation last night in the QFC for about 10 minutes about it, and he said, if he doesn't do better, I might take the belt to him. And I said, grab a switch.
Damn.
And he went, damn, brother.
Go.
Oh, that was too much.
He was like, you go way back.
I'm taking the Hawks.
Okay.
The Hawks are going to win this one. We've got,
you can imagine me and this guy having this conversation in the food section.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Philly in Washington. I'm taking the Commanders in an upset.
My I'm taking
sucks.
Washington.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm taking Philly.
Philly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me the Eagles. They found it again. They're back. Also,
I just think Washington's bad enough. You don't have to have found it.
No.
Yeah.
Have they been eliminated?
Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they got nothing to play for anymore. Yeah. They gave up.
NFL. Come on.
Most expensive.
I know you guys are the NFL, but like, there's college football playoff. You don't need to be playing these games.
Oh, by the way, these are Saturday games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Green Bay and Chicago. This is the most expensive ticket in the league. $438 Ooh. Bucks.
Damn.
I'll take the Bears at home.
They did it once. They'll do it again. Give me the Bears. They just announced that they're starting to look into northern Indiana for the next stadium for the Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you know anything about Chicago, that's not that far, quote unquote.
Pretty close.
Fuck. I'm going to take Green Bay.
I'm assuming the game's in Green Bay.
It's in Chicago.
So the weather won't make any difference.
So they're favored by a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me Chicago.
All right.
I just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I hate what's
Sunday, Buffalo and Cleveland. Are we all taking the Bills?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you said Cleveland. You did say Cleveland, right?
I did.
Then the Bills, yes. Mm-hmm.
For the record, I hate the quarterback of the Bears. What's his name?
Caleb Williams.
Because he went to Gonzaga High School.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Since he in Miami, I'm going to take Cincinnati's going to bounce back.
Oh, yeah. They already have. They're going to
take Cincy, yeah.
I'll take Cincy.
Okay. Kansas City in Tennessee.
That one, the Chiefs will come back. They're not going to lose that hard. Chiefs the Titans are just bad.
I'm taking the Titans.
Who's the quarterback in Kansas City now?
It's that one dude who used
Minshew.
To be in...
Gardner Minshew.
Oh, is that who it is?
It's Minshew Mania.
I thought it was the guy that used to play for the Carson Wentz.
No, Wentz is...
Is he a backup for L.A., right? The Rams?
He might be. Hang on.
Yeah. Wentz isn't great, but if you had to pick between Minshew and Wentz, I'm putting Wentz out there. Okay. Would you say KC Houston?
KC in Tennessee.
No, he's a Viking.
Tennessee, sorry.
Wentz is a Viking.
All right.
Tennessee is terrible, but honestly, Kansas City has nothing to play for.
Exactly.
They might have just given up. Give me the Titans.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take the Titans on that. As KC takes it the Titans have nothing to play for. Neither does Kansas City, but the Titans haven't had anything to play for all season. Where
Correct.
KC, they're quote unquote upset. They have
right. So I'm saying they're always involved in the playoffs. They're not even making the playoffs. The quarterback's out.
They're done.
Kelsey sounds like he's ready to retire. Like they might just be like, Jesus Christ, don't get hurt.
For $30, you can get into a Dallas at AT&T Stadium and see the Chargers and the Dallas Cowboys. Same price as a beer.
Give me the Chargers. I think they start rolling.
I'm going to take them too.
Chargers are pretty good. I'll take the Chargers.
I'll take the Chargers, but I think that game's closer than we think.
Minnesota in New York to take on the Giants.
Minnesota. McCarthy's starting to feel his shit now.
Yep, give me the Vikings.
I'll take them too.
Yeah, I'll take them.
Jets in New Orleans. I'm taking the Saints off their big win last week.
God, they're both so bad.
Who's starting for the Jets now?
Fields.
You can get into this game for $14.40.
It's Fields the starter again?
I believe so. Is he not?
Well, they yanked his ass last week, right? It doesn't really matter.
Give me the Jets.
Yeah, I'll take the Jets.
Okay.
Boy, that's a shitty, shitty game.
What is it, week 16?
Yeah.
I'm just seeing if it's Justin Fields. No. Jesus Christ. I don't even know this who this guy is.
Give me the Saints.
Tyler Slew.
Give me the Saints.
Oh, you don't want the Jets anymore?
I don't want the Jets anymore. Give me the Saints.
And Brady Cook is starting. I don't know who that guy is either. Give me the Saints.
The only chance they had was Justin Fields, and he's gone now. Right. No, give me the Saints.
There's a lot of shit here. Tampa Bay and Carolina.
Fuck, man. I don't know.
Tampa.
They bounce back. That was a close one that they lost to a team that shouldn't have been that close, admittedly, but
all right.
Well, the Panthers shouldn't have lost either.
It's in Carolina.
I'm still taking Tampa.
Okay. Here's another barn burner. Atlanta and Arizona.
God.
I'm going to take Atlanta.
Take Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll take Atlanta.
Jacksonville in Denver. I'm going to take
Denver.
Really? All of you Denver.
You're going to the Jags?
I think that's my upset special.
Jaguar?
Which is never special or an actual upset.
It doesn't do either
one of those things ever.
He just looks stupid.
Here's a fucking another kill. Oh, Vegas and Houston, we all going to take the Texans.
Yeah.
It's my upset special. It's never special. It's never an upset.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to use that.
Mine. At least my pick.
What's the next game?
I just picture with Houston over Vegas.
I took Houston.
All right. Pittsburgh and Detroit.
Give me Detroit.
That's Detroit at home.
Yeah. Give me the Stellars.
Shut your whore mouth.
I want to be wrong, but give me the Stellars.
I want you to be wrong. So at least we agree.
I'm taking the Steelers with you.
Damn it, Miles. I'm supposed to be breaking away here.
New England in Baltimore.
Ravens. New England's rolling, but I think they got a little punch.
I'm going to take Baltimore.
How do you feel, Steve? Which team is going to show up on Saturday?
This is my
defense
issue
looked
with
good
the
last week.
They did, but the consistency hasn't been key. You know, I'm going to go for the Ravens, which I think fucks them. Either they want this or they don't.
I'll take the Pats. I think the Ravens looked better last week because they were playing the Bengals, right?
I agree.
And they had played them the second time, so that was good coaching on some of those plays.
And the Bengals have no defense.
Yeah.
They rank near the bottom in everything.
And the Monday night game, the one they flexed, San Francisco in Indy.
Oh, it's going to be the Niners. The playbook's out now. You know what they're going to do. They're going to dink and doink.
You know exactly what they're going to do, yeah.
I'm taking Indy at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Niners, because that's right. Like, offensively, you know what they're going to run. And the only team stupid enough not to defend that are the Ravens.
Real quick, also, if you're just a football nerd or want to know more about it, look up Kirk Cousins talking about quarterback play over the last couple of years.
Or just in general?
He's just talking about he's one of the quarterbacks that's been in that league old enough where he went through zone reads into progression reads now.
Okay.
And just the way he breaks it down was just awesome. You don't have to like Kirk Cousins. You'll understand what quarterbacks are doing.
Right. Mike, what are you thinking? San Fran or Indy?
San Fran.
Okay, there you go. All right, there's a week 16, and Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year
to you
and yours. Be safe out there. Enjoy yourself. I'll pick up some of our beer if you get a chance, or sausage or salsa. And we'll see you next year. Adios, motherfuckers.
Well, there it is.
Your upset special.
That is the sexiest finish to a year I've ever heard. Well done, everybody.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.